Alright, let's hit that. And we're gonna try this again. As soon as I dispatch this.
I would like to dispatch one.
The roar that I showed you, that's only one of her many sounds.
Aww. Let's import this.
I don't
like about it is that the feet always go out of alignment.
Because
she can kind of like twist her ankles.
Oh, I forgot I was using that sound set. Oh.
What?
You know, it would help if I actually started the engines first.
Perhaps. Maybe just a little.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. My thing never shut down to begin with.
What?
My plane never shut down to begin with. That's weird. Oh well. Okay.
So the other jet never crashed.
No, it crashed all right. It crashed. I heard it.
I have so many audio dramas that I'm going to be working on here soon. I need to be finishing Little Green Men. Need to do Aces. Unless I can think of a better title.
Gears up.
1,300
I don't know what else to call it right now.
1,400
All right, that actually was a very smooth takeoff. That was extremely smooth.
Than the other ones. I guess maybe it's the size of the plane that matters with this leg of the journey, perhaps.
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, this is... It's weird. I don't get it.
I guess maybe sometimes you can have specific flights like that where...
Well, they did challenge us to do our research.
You use certain aircraft.
No, I mean, they say it. You can use any aircraft as long as it works, but you do your research, you know. You research the area, and they tell you, you know, you research the area and make sure that you can, yeah. Oh yeah, this climb is already going smooth. Let's see. Yeah, 1 hour, 5 minutes, and well, I'm not going at my full speed yet, so. 5 minutes and 37 seconds, although that's not quite accurate right now, but,
So, oh yeah, here's another thing about the LSP-4, something that I recently discovered about it. So, don't mess with the EQ when you buy it.
Why?
Because the EQ actually... makes the sound not good.
Oh.
Now, at first I didn't realize it, you know, because, like, you know how because the DM720, which is similar to the LSP4,
mm-hmm.
it's like the same size but different mic setup. It also has that feature. But for some reason or another, they use miniature versions of the LS14 microphone.
And those are some good mics. Those are some really good mics. I've got an LS14 that I use. Ah, there we go. That's the sound I like to hear.
I think that they sound just as good or better.
No. I mean the sound that I just heard. That's the sound I love to hear.
I've done a direct comparison between the two, and the LSP4 actually has a bit more high-end and also a bit more wideness.
Yeah.
It's a wider surround sound type sound.
And if you really need to EQ, you can do that in your editor.
Yeah, but I never, because the manual says that you're supposed to use user because it has that high frequency band stuff.
Right.
Well, I used user and it actually made my recording sound kind of crappy.
But see, the casual ear isn't going to notice. Like the untrained ear isn't going to notice. But, you know, ears like, you know, yours and mine and whoever else, you know, took classes and learned about all this stuff, they're going to notice.
And then I found that first recording, the very first one that I made with it, before I switched on the EQs and all that stuff. I was like, dang, why didn't I just leave that alone?
I think I left mine alone. Well, the only thing I turned on, because I record a lot of, like, deep, low rumbles and stuff like that. I mean, I turned on the bass kind of cut off just to prevent clipping. You still hear it. But, yeah, I mean, I...
Well, yeah. You almost need it for the LS14, because it's...
Yeah.
So good at picking up bass stuff.
It is. It really is. And I love... The only thing I don't like about my LS14 is sometimes it eats batteries and like crazy. It's not supposed to with the unit off. But, yeah. And they're not making the LS14 anymore, so.
Get the LSP4. It'll be better for you.
We'll see. I mean, I'd rather run this thing into the... It's sentimental. We were just talking about this, I know. Like, earlier tonight. It's sentimental. I can't just stop using it.
Well, I didn't say stop using it. You can keep that one.
I love that recorder.
Matter of fact, I have an LS14 as well as an LSP4.
Mm-hmm.
I use both of them.
They both serve their purpose.
I mean, you know, the LS14, the thing that I like the most about it is if I'm doing multi-tracking for audio dramas and stuff, it doesn't have a lot of static.
That's true.
It goes in between the tracks. That's the only problem that I have with the LSP4. So what I do is I layer the sounds of the LS14, and then I put the dialogue in on the LSP4, so that way there's not any static there.
Yay, that works. Yeah. That works. That's better. 43 minutes? Yeah, I'll take it.
Plug this in here real quick. Okay. Now, what's so cool about one of the other really neat features for the LSP4 as opposed to the LS14 does not have a voice balancer.
No, it doesn't.
If you use the voice balancer on the LSP4, things sound awesome. The clarity that you get is amazing.
I mean, what exactly does that thing, I mean, what does it do if you turn it on?
Basically, it brings out sounds from farther away, but also it adds high end to and low end, and it widens the stereo field.
I could see that being used in a classroom situation.
That's
or a rehearsal
whole idea.
Situation.
That's why it's there.
Mm-hmm. Like the choir classes I'm in, I was just using a DM420. Love that thing. Or loved that thing. It's now dead, but I loved that thing, except, yeah, our room was really echoey, which we couldn't do anything about. And my teacher is very soft-spoken. He's still alive, but he's not my teacher anymore. He's very soft-spoken. So that posed problems. Especially when he wanted to make a point. And I adopted that from him. He would get really quiet, and you were forced to pay attention.
Yeah.
I do that with my students. It works. My piano teacher did that with me. You know, don't stress, Sara. She was Russian.
Yeah.
Well, she still is. Oh, she was such a doll. My ex-boyfriend called. You want to talk to him? No. Okay then. No, I'm here to take a lesson.
Yeah, I think the LSP4 would really come in handy for you, especially like if you're using it for your students or whatever.
Not at the moment. My students are over Skype. But if I ever
your
go to
students are what?
My students are over Skype.
Oh,
except for one. She takes classes in Zoom because she's having technical problems and technical difficulties, but she, I think, is liking this method. I think I'm getting a little further.
That's good.
Except I just lost my... There we go. Oh, I'm taking the same route Jesse took.
Okay.
Yeah, MLB.
Or MLP?
Yeah,
MLP. Because MLB is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, it's MLP. Yeah. So far, so good. I'm actually surprised this worked. I'm surprised that the planes that I've used didn't. But then again, that downdraft or whatever.
Well, but then again, you were using smaller aircraft. So.
That's true.
Sometimes the winds can get so heavy, maybe the bigger aircraft are the better ones to use.
I think I'm probably... I mean, even the landing's going to be a chore. It's doable, but it's going to be a chore. You know, it sucks though that this landing is so doggone... This runway is so doggone high.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh, 4,000 feet, but they are giving us challenges.
So what do you win if you complete the tour?
You don't really win, but you do get, like, a badge. I mean, you have all year.
Like an awful lot of work for just the little icon badge.
You get a badge and you get, you know, probably recognition, like on the forums, maybe you get, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, it's fun. Now, I just got an auto award from fly virtual, I think, 2 days ago. I don't remember what it is. I think the flights I completed, I think I've completed now about 8, no, 9.
There's a game that we're going to be working on, hopefully, starting next year, called Space Command.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like a... Like, if you notice that all blind games are either FPS, well, bad FPS, horror-based games, or, text-based.
Which, all three are fine, you know, if you like that genre.
Exactly. Why don't we have something that could be fun to play that's not so violent and not so boring, you know?
Oh, not everything's boring. I mean, some things are just time wasters, which sometimes you do need.
And yeah, I get that, but I think it would be kind of neat to have something where you can play against real people and you can actually have fun doing that.
I actually need to get back into Swamp. I like it. Well, mainly because I've made... I've made, you know, some friends on there, too. And seen some old ones I haven't seen in years.
Yeah. So this, so the premise of this game is basically a middle-of-the-road first-person shooter. It's not like a zombie game. It's not like a horror game. It's not like a puzzle game. It's just a fun game where you go up against other people on different planets.
Oh, interesting.
So each map is going to be a different planet.
Huh.
And there's 9 of them.
Well, yeah, that, hey, that sounds like fun.
And, there's one in particular that's going to be very hard for me to make, but it is going to be so much fun to play. I don't know whether I should do it for the first map or the last map. So this planet is called Pimpalia. And why it is called Pimpalia is because there is this red mist in the air that stings you when you reach the surface, kind of like that fog in the Hunger Games.
I've never actually read the book.
Well, they say something about it in the movies, too.
Oh, I've never even seen the movies.
Oh. Well, okay, imagine a... Okay, imagine like a rainy, drizzly sort of mist, but when it touches you, it's like acid.
Oh, kind of like Venus.
Sort of, yeah. Except not quite as thick.
Yeah, well, something like that, yeah.
So then... So this planet must be driven in a vehicle.
That makes sense. It would have to be. So you don't get, well, boiled to death, or whatever, burned to death, if you will.
Well, no, you won't get boiled to death. You'll just get, like... I mean, you'll get immobilized eventually if it touches you for too long, but
yeah.
You won't get burned to death. Because it's not hot acid, it's like...
No, but
sort
acid...
Sort of like if
acid
the water
burns.
Was...
I mean, acid
full
does...
of stingers, almost. Huh?
Acid does burn.
Yeah, acid does burn, but it's not like an acid-y... Well, it's like... It's kind of like if you were to take a, like, a raindrop and put spikes in it, almost.
Ew. Yeah. I felt something similar with ice. And it can hurt. Like the frozen ice, you know, sort of.
It feels like... Have you ever... touched dry ice before?
No. I was never allowed to.
That's what it feels like when I hear it.
Top 12.0 M0 141 HKG 192.7 M0 274 HKG.
It's kind of like a cold, really cold, but hot feeling at the same time.
Huh.
Except it's so hot that it feels like it's burning you, but it's not. That's kind of like what dry ice is. It's kind of like a dry, icy mist in the air.
That could be a challenge.
Yep.
And it looks like I've hit the downdraft section. My map is just going crazy. It's calming down now, but yeah, I think I've hit that section.
Yep. It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
The nightmare of pilots. Well, yeah. Actually, at least over this area. Oi.
So, basically, this mist will fall at random times.
Oh.
You don't know when it's going to start, and you don't know when it's going to stop.
Oh, jeez.
It could go for 5 seconds, and it could go as long as 30 minutes.
Well, that sounds like a challenge.
And here's the even more challenging part. As if that's not difficult enough... You have to stay on a path.
Oh.
And if you step off the path, you could potentially get eaten by a plant.
You probably could make this the last planet, or at least somewhere in the middle. I don't know. I mean, the last one being the hardest.
Yeah. You could potentially get eaten by a plant.
Reminds me of that puzzle in Papa Sangre.
Yeah, except for these plants pop out of the ground. So, like, if you step on one,
ooh,
it'll pop up.
Not good.
So it's like, it'll make like a boing noise, and then you'll hear like this little leaves rustling. You'll be like, oh god, no. And you will die a slow and painful death.
And you'll probably respawn somewhere.
Well, you'll respawn back at the beginning of the map.
Oh, fun.
However, if you have a teammate, they can cut you out of the vine, but they have to be quick about it.
Oh. Yeah, you know that path I'm talking about in Papa Sangre where you have to follow her voice? I'm over here! I'm over here, just around the corner!
Yeah. And I mean, if you have another player with you, it'll make things a little easier, but you're both screwed if the mist falls.
Yeah. Ooh, my mom's making biryani meat. Oh, I can't wait to eat that tomorrow.
What is that?
Biryani is, it's the Arabian version of biryani, but I believe it originated, well, in India. Well, maybe not, but it is a common Indian food. It's really good. Oh, basically meat.
Is it, like, spicy? Or?
It is. I don't really do spicy much, so, you know, we're very careful with that, but I will eat it. It has meat and rice and some Arabian spices in our case, and vegetables and, I think raisins, or is that the kapsa? No, that's probably the biryani. I don't remember. Oh, but it's good.
Sounds good.
It is. It's not easy to make, though. It's very time-consuming. I've only done it once. But I'm just smelling this meat right now. I'm like, oh, I want some, but I can't have any. Oh, 19 minutes!
I think I'm probably gonna have, I don't know what we're having tomorrow night.
Assuming I land, assuming I complete this journey, this leg, it's going to take me 19 minutes. Yes, I'm going to do this. I'm getting further than I did last time. What do you think of this sound set? This particular, this is a 737-800.
It's not bad.
I mean, for it being free, it really isn't bad.
Yeah, it's definitely not bad. I mean, it sounds like some of the ones that I see around here.
It sounds like the ones I've flown in. In fact, the guy really tries to work. I don't know how he does it, but he tries to work from actual real aircraft sounds.
Well, I tell you, if he ever came over here, he'd get some awesome sounds and some aircraft.
Look up K-A-K-A-I.
Oh, okay.
Too many K's there, but yeah. But yeah, his sound sets for, he has one for Rain and Thunder, which I use. He has one for, almost every plane that I have flown.
I wonder if he's got one for the F-22.
No. I didn't see it. I saw, I think, an F-18.
F-18 is pretty awesome sounding.
I don't fly a military craft as a... I don't fly military craft as much, mainly because Tramp, I'd have to, like, actually configure it appropriately, and that's kind of hard. Well, now that Ideal Flight actually gives me some specs to work with, I can actually configure it maybe a little easier.
Yeah.
I configured this one with the things that Ideal Flight gave me, and it's just flying smooth, so smoothly now.
Yeah, you may be able to make it work for... 22 or F-18 or F-35.
I don't have that in the. I don't have that in my sim at all. I have. I think I have an F-16, F-18, and F-22. I have a C-130, which I don't really like flying. That thing is a pain.
Why?
It whines too much, literally. You put your flaps. You put your flaps in wrong, or at the wrong time, and it'll whine at you. You put your landing gear up at the wrong time, it'll whine at you. You slow down wrong, it'll whine at you. You speed up wrong. Yeah.
Well, you do have to remember, this plane's carrying cargo plus 74 troops, so...
Yeah, true, but it's such a pain to fly. I've only done a mission with it once, and once is enough.
I tell you, the C-130s that I see around here sometimes, they come in so low.
I mean, are these pilots just idiots, or are they trying to show off, or what's the deal?
No, they're just loaded down.
Hmm.
They have to fly low because they can't go above a certain altitude with that kind of load capacity on board.
Oh, I think I had to. I think with this thing, I had to carry. What was it? I forgot, but I had to carry, I don't remember what it was, but that thing just annoyed the crap out of me. I'd be trying to slow down, and I would have to slow down a little bit at a time. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I just want to hit the brakes.
Military cargo, I don't know if you've, like, felt any of it before, but
no.
It is heavy.
I have not. I'd try to go from, like, 350 to, like, you know, 230, and I just, you know, jam on the brakes, and it would whine at me. No! Jeez!
Yeah, you gotta be really careful. Military cargo is heavy.
Ugh, it drove me nuts.
That's also why there are two even bigger planes than the C-130.
Oh, really?
Simulator doesn't have, which I wish they did.
Which are?
The C-17 Globemaster and the C-5 Galaxy.
I've never even seen those, not even on Riku, yet. Maybe one day. If someone can design, you know, if someone can actually do the design and the paint and whatever else, let me see something here.
I've actually been inside of the C-5 Galaxy before.
Oh, wow.
That thing was huge. Now, you've been inside of a regular passenger jet before.
Sure.
You've flown in them.
Sure.
Okay, well, imagine this thing having a wooden floor.
What?
A 19-foot ceiling. And, seats lining the floor. And then you got pallets in the back that carry all the cargo stuff.
That almost looks like my house. Well, sort of.
Yeah, it's basically your entire house put inside of an airplane box.
Okay, my house, of course, is bigger than the airplane, but you get the point.
Well, how much bigger is your house?
Oh, I don't know. I think... Was it 5,000? No. 4,000 square feet? 5,000 square feet? Something like that?
I'd say it's pretty close to that, actually.
Jeez. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm like, way off, but to me, my house is huge.
Well, I think you would find this plane, your mouth would fly open, because mine sure did the first time.
Oh, 104.4 nautical miles, 404. Actually, I'm actually farther than I was before.
Nice.
Yeah! No turbulence either. Well, if there is, I don't feel it.
The C-17 is almost as big as the C-5.
Wow.
It's a monster.
Jeez.
Now, that one kind of looks like... Well, have you actually touched the 747 before?
No, but I've been in one.
Okay, well... The 747 kind of has a swept... curved back wing. And, the
And by the way, I wasn't really paying attention to my cruising. I doubt that Ideal Flight gave me this. I was at 35,000 the whole time.
Wow.
Wow, nice. And this thing flew well. Well, we'll see what happens when I landed. That will be a different story. But,
yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised. This thing just... Oh. You know, I'm very surprised that, well, I'm actually not, but no one, either on Riku or wherever it went out, where I get my freeware aircraft, no one made a 737-800 MAX yet.
Well, I think they're going to have to delay that.
Uh-huh. Which, I'm glad about that. I really am. I'm going on vacation in 2 months. I'm flying in 737-700s, which, okay, I'll take it. At least it'll get me there.
The 700s are nice.
Remember, I really hate flying. But as long as I'm safe, I'm thinking I might just take my sleepy medicine and, well, sleep the whole entire way there. Even though I have to change planes and stuff. Maybe someone can, like, carry me or something.
Well, might be an idea. Keep you from getting sick.
Or scared to Hades, but...
Nah, you won't get scared.
I always do when I fly. I hate it. But, if I do take my sleepy medicine, I mean, maybe they could put me in a wheelchair or whatever and wheel me to the... I don't care. Just as long as they get me on that thing, I'm sleeping the whole entire, from like 6 in the morning until, I think, 11 Mexico time.
You're going to Mexico?
I am.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I went there on a cruise once.
Mm. Now we're flying. The good thing is, though, they have really good, like, health, you know, care stuff. So if something were to happen to any of us, we're in really good hands. At least where I'm going.
That's not what I heard.
We're going We're going actually up by the border, so I mean, I'm going to be in really, really good hands. At least I'd better be.
Well, I don't know. I stay in Cozumel, which is right by where you're going to be. So.
I'm going to Cabo.
Yeah, it's right by Cozumel, I think.
I believe you're right, actually.
25,807.
This thing
people
is just
were pretty nice there.
This thing is just ascending beautifully. I just have to remember 4,000 feet. Yeah. We'll see how I do.
25,090 decks, 25,050 decks, legal.
Oh. Okay.
24,770 decks, legal.
Well, that's cool, I guess. I'm descending a little slower than I'd like, but I'm gonna let it do its thing because it needs to get to that waypoint at a certain time.
Yeah.
Oh man, this thing just sounds awesome.
Wait till you hear an F-18 startup.
If I can,
the F-22 also has a cool startup sound.
You won't be able to, you won't be able to hear it, but if I can, when I shut this thing down, if it'll start, assuming I have enough fuel, I'll start this thing up. It, you won't hear it much because the way he did the sound set, the engines are quiet like they should be.
22,830.
Yes, all right. I like those, but I can tell you, once you've heard an F-18 startup, you'll be like, oh, jeez. There is no other engine spooling up sound like that. And when there's six of them doing it, it's really awesome.
22,170.
I've been to see the Blue Angels about 5 or 6 times.
I've only seen them once. It was at a football game in Ruston.
But
it was really cool.
Yeah,
only once, but it was really cool. Now, we were singing the Star Spangled Banner, and at the time I could actually hit that high A.
Mm-hmm.
I did that, and I got a poke. I'm like, Michael! I knew what that meant. I mean, yeah. I knew exactly what that meant. Show off.
20,500. And you nailed it, and then they flew over.
I nailed it. We ended the Star Spangled Banner, and yeah, that was awesome. Although, for the longest...
When you go to a show to see them, it's even better.
Although, for the longest time, I misheard their names, and I called them for the longest time the Hell's Angels, which, yeah.
The biker game.
Yes.
The biker game.
Exactly.
19,530.
Yay. I know what to do when I hit 18,000. This keystroke is just a part of the routine now. It's just part of the routine.
18,800.
Alright. I'm so used to my call-outs. I mean, I don't get them because I'm not using the ACARs. So I'm practically on my own.
Oh yeah. Also at air shows, I've got tons of footage from air shows.
I heard an air show that my ex went to. He videotaped it, or maybe someone helped him do it, but Those planes, I don't know how his mics did not clip. Those planes were loud.
Yeah, you have to be really careful with your mics on that.
Oh no, his mics survived. I don't know how his ears did, though.
Well, sometimes it's nice to have ear protection. Especially if you sit close.
I don't know where he was sitting, so...
He may have been far enough back where it didn't bother him.
I heard the announcer, I kind of heard the announcer, this plane, you know, does this and watches it, does this, loop, and...
Yeah, I think you would find it pretty cool to go to an air show.
I always wondered, like, how they timed it. I mean, the pilot obviously doesn't hear the announcer, watch how they do this loop, you know.
That's what the air boss is for.
Oh.
The air boss... Basically, there's like a mobile control tower that sits behind the fence where the show line is, and the boss tells the pilots when to move in with their maneuver or go out.
30,570 taxi.
Runway's at 4,000, 13,000, I hate this.
And if you can imagine, the mobile radio control tower sits on a flat
truck.
And, man, just the sounds and the smells and just, and the music and...
12,030
action is just awesome, because like there is nothing like actually hearing F-16 screaming over your head
at
700 miles an hour.
I
actually, I don't need this right now. There we go.
12,130 taxi.
There's nothing like it. I mean, your whole body, like, you can feel it in your entire body.
Hmm. I mean, I believe it.
It gives you chills. It really does. At least it does me, anyway. Because it's just like, you know, you just feel it through all your bones.
Wow.
11,540
And when they light their afterburners for a whole bunch of high-speed stuff, it's just, like, pure awesomeness, because you're sitting there like, I got chill bumps on me, but yet I'm sweating because this is so awesome. Also, there are some really cool prop planes, and the Aeroshell Aerobatic Team is probably my favorite.
10,630
Geico Skytypers are a close second. They actually write stuff in the sky with their Aeroshell smoke.
Who was that famous woman skydiver who died in a plane crash? I forgot who she was.
Amelia Earhart?
No, not her. She wasn't a skywriter.
Oh, Jane Wicker.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't actually meet her, but I saw one of her very last shows.
Oh. She was featured on Mr. Rogers, I believe, in 1990-something.
Yeah. She was also featured on The Waltons as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But she, her husband was flying the plane too low.
Oh.
And his engine stalled out. And they went over backwards. And, because you're supposed to do that anyway for the torque roll.
Right.
So he didn't know anything was wrong.
Wait, how can you not know?
you don't know if you're going backwards anyway from the porthole. Because you actually have to stall the plane to get back into the loop anyway.
Oh.
But the problem was the engine would not restart. And that poor biplane saw its last days, and Jane Wicker with it. So horrible. I don't ever want to go to an air show and see one crash, but...
I don't ever... I just... No. Let's see.
8,900...
Is that runway...
But I know that I love going to air shows so much. The day scares me when I will see one.
7,600 deaths legally.
Okay, screw it. I'm preparing early because this runway's high and I really don't know what I'm doing.
7,420 deaths legally.
I'm 7,400 feet in the air. This runway's 4,000, but wait, yeah. Am I really 10,000 feet in the air or am I really 7,000 feet in the...
But I'm going to go see the Thunderbirds this year at Naval Air Station Oceana.
Oh!
6,950 deaths
legally. And of course, I will be filming it.
You'd better.
Absolutely. So, what I was thinking was, the first half of the video, we'll do the domestic passes, or the majestic passes of all of the aircraft. Then, Top Gun reference. Not going to spoil what that Top Gun reference is. Then it's off to the really fun stuff. I don't know if you've seen Top Gun or not.
I have not.
5,700 deaths legally.
Really?
No.
You mean to tell me that you're trying to be a pilot and you haven't seen that movie?
No, I have not.
You need to watch it.
ASAP.
And the Blu-ray has descriptive audio.
Oh! Oh, no. Oh...
4,390
deaths legally.
Yeah, I know.
One of the best fighter jet movies of all time. Or the best, actually, fighter jet movie of all time.
I came in a little hard.
Yeah.
Oh, I told you I was bad at landing on these high runways.
Well... High runways are high runways. Can't really do anything about it.
No.
I'm lucky that ours is not, like, too awfully high down here. I think it's only, like, 1,000, maybe.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I land better on those, but... Oh, now you want to shut off? Jeez. You like throttle down, please? You're
now the loudest plane on the planet at an air show that you're going to hear is the F-22 Raptor.
Oh, wow. Is this even hot? Let's see.
It's like the F-15, but it's way bigger and it's got quite a roar to it.
I didn't realize I was in the Cortana window this whole time.
You were in what?
I was in the Cortana window this whole time.
Oh.
There we go.
You know they stole that from Halo, right?
Yes. In fact, I've heard the, that is a Microsoft product. And I have heard her voice.
Jen Taylor.
Ah. Come on, stop. Be a good little...
I don't know if you know her personally or not.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not, No, no, no. I don't have all those connections and stuff. I just know the trivia. Will you stop?
My favorite games in the series are 1 through 4, but everything after that sucked.
Okay. I'm having so much trouble stopping.
Probably on ice.
I'm thinking that. There we go.
I remember Jesse had the same issue.
Yeah, except I really didn't realize what the window that I was in, so... There we go. Let me just check. Oops. Oh, wait. There we go. Well, I'll take it.
Pits of hell?
No, actually, I don't know yet.
Complete power flight button. Complete flight button.
Let's see, I did come in fast because I miscalculated the altitude again.
Cancel button, complete button.
Well, that's just because it's so high.
Yeah.
Wait,
clickable landing 0459Z.
Clickable top right link, edit notes button.
Oh, does this one sit on top of a mountain?
Flight statistics heading level 3.
Usually the higher elevation.
Minus 2,000 something. Yep.
It's a hell.
Oh, yeah.
Lockheed Martin registered OBS Studio 23.0.264-bit Windows profile with green teams.
All right, you guys. I'm just going to upload this, and yeah, we'll see what happens. So you take care, and be blessed. Good night.